I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Nigeria's government faces new challenges thanks to a recent U.S. travel ban. David Curry of Open Doors USA says the biggest problem is Boko Haram and the government's inability to handle this terrorist group.
When they send military into these northern areas, often they'll send them in with guns and give the appearance of protecting these Christian churches. But the terrorists know that the guns don't have any bullets. They know that these military people are not allowed to defend actively these churches and so forth.
Believers worldwide took notice a couple weeks ago when Boko Haram beheaded a Nigerian pastor. But Curry says we shouldn't lose sight of the daily harassment and violence that Christians in Nigeria endure. Please keep praying that God would bring peace to Nigeria. And tens of millions of deaf people have no access to God's word in their heart language. Fewer than 50 of the world's 400 sign languages have any scripture, and no sign language has a complete Bible. Thankfully, these numbers are changing. A man we'll call George works with deaf translation teams through Deaf Bible Society. As a field coordinator, he makes sure these Bible translators have everything they need to finish on time and under budget.
When you see a team grow and you see them flourish, that has an impact not just on their personal lives and the team, but that also gives hope for other deaf communities, other deaf Christians, that if God can do that through them, God can also work in and through me.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.